This week on Rock for Him, we talk to the guys from 6 Hours for a Lifetime. So hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sanchez. As you can see, I am missing two of our three other co-hosts. Guys, we are coming after you soon. Jeremy had to work late, so brother, we miss you. You got to get back here soon. Riker has that crazy flu that has been knocking everybody out, so bro, we will be praying for you. But as you can see, I'm joined by my sister in Christ, Kira. Kira, how is it going?
Absolutely wonderful. I don't see us live on Facebook, just so you know, but I'm great. How are you?
Good. Oh, we should be live on Facebook. Hang on. If you're watching, 1 second, like everyone that watches on Facebook should know by now that it takes us forever. Yeah, see, it says starting soon. Oh, there we are. We're up.
Okay, let me check again.
See? Everyone's like, oh, you guys know what you're doing. No, we don't have a clue. But tonight we are joined by the guys for 6 Hours for a Lifetime, and I cannot wait to talk to these guys. I'm actually kind of surprised that this is the first time we're talking to you, to be honest with you. So can you introduce yourselves, please?
So I'm Jamie Hall. I play guitar and attempt to help him with the vocals.
And I'm JF Fleming. I do most of the vocals, a little bit of guitar on some of the albums, but the songs we've released, but mostly vocals.
And how many other band members are there?
Well, there's it's kind of like a project. We have a drummer and his wife, Brandon. The drummer's Brandon Dotson. He plays on the entire album of 21. His wife, Gina, she's the bass player on the entire album. But one song, I think Stevie put the bass on The Beast Inside. But Brandon, Gina Dotson, husband and wife, they're a part of the project. Stevie Stowers, he's our newest member. He plays some guitar and bass on Beast Inside and some backup vocals on that album. Right now, that's us. For the time being.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because there is some beautiful female vocals here and there. I was going to ask you who was that.
That's Gina. Yes, that's Brandon's wife, our drummer's wife. Yes.
Very lovely voice.
Yep, they're very talented, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Like I was saying earlier, I'm surprised this is the first time we've had you guys on, because I honestly think since the start of Rock for Him, you guys have been sending us music, you know, just a single here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But literally for the entirety of Rock for Him, we've randomly gotten a single from you guys, you know, a few times a year. So it's an absolute honor to have you guys on. So thank you for doing this.
We appreciate you having us.
Yeah, we love the show.
Yeah, the first song you all played was our debut single was Elijah off of 360. Yeah. It was our first release. We released it as a single and you all played it first.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's there's honestly something special about your music. When you guys send something into us, and I got to tell you, we get tons of music. And when you guys send something to us and it hits that top 15 vote, people really gravitate to it. So what do you think it is about your music that people just, they feel they can get into?
I think that it's spirit led. I think that everything that we do, we view ourselves as just the finger and God's the motion. And I think that any time that you put God at the center of any project that you're doing, whether it's music or charity or, you know, what have you, I think that it's just naturally attractive. And I think that in this day and time, people are looking for that. They're looking for that connection spiritually. And that's my opinion anyway.
I think a lot of our music, it's us, and people resonate with other people. So to echo what Jamie said, you know, it's totally inspired from God. It's our testimony in song. It's things we've been through, things we're going through as we're writing, when we're in the process of writing and recording. It's the struggle with light and darkness. It's that spiritual warfare, you know, in our music. And tied with the Word of God, you know, I think it's who listens to us is why they listen to us. If they're a born-again believer, you know, it's spirit, it's word, it's all in there, bits and pieces. It's the struggle. And I think that's why. I could be wrong, but, you know, but I think it's just the connection of, hey, they're going through stuff too, you know.
Yep.
They're dealing with things we're dealing with too, so.
Well, I was going to say, for me, that's why I connected with your music so much, is I could hear myself coming through your songs. So that's why I really appreciated what you guys do.
Appreciate it. Yeah, the first album, 360, it was, some people know this, it's, you know, it's followed us throughout this. We started back in 2022, the album 360, all them songs on that album is over 20 plus years old. We was in our young 20s, I was, Jamie was in his late teens, when them was wrote. So we done nothing with them. All them years, and we said, all right, we need to do something. And so there was 20 some songs we'd wrote 20 plus years ago that we had in a vault. So we picked 10 and said, okay, let's do these first. The first album was recorded by a different guy. He done all the mixing and mastering. He done a good job. He actually played some on the album, but when we come back, that was 2022, and we was all 22. 360 released in June of 23. We was back in the studio, and we said, all right, let's start afresh here. And we started with the album 21, and we narrowed it down to 8 new songs. It was newly wrote, you know, new, fresh. And we took the whole year of 24 recording 8 songs on 21. We really took our time. We went a different route. Our drummer, he mixed and mastered that entire album. We all had influence in it. Me, Jamie, Brandon, Gina, Stevie on The Beast Inside. You know, we took our time with it. And so we've been in the studio since 2022, really. And we released February last year, 21, and we've took a break here for a little bit. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys, because, you know, I kind of was doing a little digging, and I kept seeing that you guys were like 20 years. I'm like, why did it take them 20 years? So you guys had a little like garage band kind of thing way back in the day?
No, actually we was young, and we had a couple other members in the band with us. We've shared this. It was wrong place, wrong time, right? It was starting to take off. And it was during the time Skillet and Switchfoot, they was taking off. And we was playing a lot then. And we was headlining, you know, in our community, and you know,
we was surrounding states.
And we was playing, playing, playing. And it just life come into our life, you know, a different chapter. I got married, and of course, Jamie, he ended up, you know, we kindly went our separate ways, and we said, okay, we're going to quit playing a while, and it just weren't time, and that's pretty much what happened. We just laid it down, but.
Fun note, though, the last song on 21, I don't know if you found it or not, but there's a hidden track at the end of that.
I was going to talk to you about that. It's in my notes.
Okay. Well, okay, we'll so, wait. I'll wait. I'll
yeah,
wait.
We'll wait.
I don't want to spoil your question.
But that's what happened. 20 years ago, who knows, you know, but, and you can hear 20-year-old, if you listen to 360, they're a little dated. When we record them, we're going to say, we're leaving them like it is. You know, that's how they was wrote. So we didn't try to modernize nothing and just stripped it down and just played them how we always played them. But, yeah, carry on with some questions here. we're one talkers.
Thing, one thing that you guys and our Rock for Him family have to understand is Kira is like our researcher. When we have a band coming on, she digs deep.
Good.
I mean, she brings up stuff that I'm like, I've been listening to this band for years. How did I not know that? So
I just like to be prepared.
Where I'm just like shoot from the hip type of guy. So
I mean, I could totally do that, but I don't know. I feel like God just wants me to do this. So this is what I do. But yes, I did listen to that. And so I really liked The Beast Inside. First off, it kind of gave me a little bit of some Godsmack and then Metallica's Outlawed Torn vibes. I kind of liked that. It was really cool. And then I noticed the pause, the silence. And then, like, one of my favorite albums growing up was when Stained had the pause at the very end, and then you could hear him pick up his guitar and start singing. And a lot of albums back in the day had that. So I really resonated. I loved how you guys did that. And it was just showing you, like, and who you guys are. And, you know, just talking about, man, oh, like, can you believe this? But it was cool because the music changed quite a bit. And I loved the whole sound. But I did want to talk about that. So go ahead and talk about that because it's really cool.
So, Jeff, so to pay homage to the 20 years friendship that we've had, when I first met Jeff, he was just learning how to play. And that is actually the first song that Jeff had ever written.
Wow.
And we thought that it was just fitting, I guess, to bring in the end of a chapter in our lives to, you know, end with where we began, so to speak. And that song, it was recorded in the live room at the studio. There's no effects on it. It's one take. It's just me and him sitting down with acoustic guitars, and we struggled our way through it. And it was kind of like our little, I guess, Easter egg, so to speak, was we're going to stick this in here and not tell anybody about it. And, you know, the people that actually do listen to these things, maybe they'll stumble on it. So that was, that was the idea.
I'm glad to hear you stayed a little bit and caught it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it just kept going. I'm like, what are we doing here? I was like, yes, this is awesome, because it really threw me back. Like I said, it was beautiful. I really liked it. And just Jamie, hearing how you guys were, like, shocked.
Yeah, Jamie does the singing on that song. Okay. We talked about it. I said, hey, if we're going to do it, you're singing it. Because he loves that song.
Yeah, I've sang that song, you know, in and around church and at benefits and shows for 20 years, even when we wasn't running around together.
He was still singing.
I was still singing. And even today, I mean, you know, I'm in my 40s, and I still sometimes it hits me just right. And I can't even finish the thing because it breaks me up so bad. So the portion where it says that God, you know, carries you in, he says, I carry you in my arms and under my wing. It's just so true to my life and how fortunate I am that that's been the case, because there's been a lot of times that I didn't know, you know, how am I going to get through this, and then look back a year later and realize, well, I wasn't ever going to go through that alone anyway. So, you know, God's always with you, and that chokes me up just about every time that I sing that song.
I love that. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it again, having, you know, this kind of deep dive into it. Now I want to go back and listen to it again with fresh ears.
So it's really cool the way that he had written that all these years ago, because if you've listened to it, it's actually a prayer. The first part of it is him praying to the Father, and then the second verse is the Father speaking back to him. And it gives me chill bumps thinking about it. But yeah, it's a very, very beautiful song.
Love it.
I was a young Christian. That was the first song. I could barely play guitar when I wrote that song. That was the very first song I wrote. But yeah, go back and listen to it, Jason.
Definitely gonna go back and listen to it with fresh ears.
And then your song Elijah, I know, again, like, you guys probably want to talk more about your newest album, but I just wanted to ask, like, obviously you got it from the book of Elijah and you did a really great job. Is that one of your favorite books out of the Bible?
Well, it's the story of Elijah. That's Jamie says it all the time. That story about Elijah, what he was going through in that time period, that resonates with every born again believer in Christ Jesus. No matter where you're at, you are Elijah. And that inspired us to take it 20 plus years ago to write Elijah. And being a young Christian, and I was going through some times, like I said, everything's tied to our walk with Christ, these songs, every bit of it. And you know, the story of Elijah and what I was going through at the time, being a young Christian and being called to preach the gospel, I was really going through some things. It was tough. That song kind of helped me get through it. So, through them
and
times.
And I don't think that we realized what the connection with Elijah would be. I don't think that we connected the dots back then, because
no clue.
I think you need some road under your feet. Had to live a little bit and walk through the fire a little bit to really appreciate what Elijah represents. I'm talking the story of Elijah, not just the song, but it's really easy to find yourself under the fig tree feeling sorry for yourself. You know?
For sure. So I have been dying to ask you guys, I've got two quick questions. Okay, this first question I've been dying to ask you. Tell us about the name of the band. Mm-hmm.
6 hours for a lifetime.
Yes.
All right. It's long. We know it. But it's powerful. When we kicked this thing off and said, okay, we're going to record these songs, we was kicking around names because we couldn't go under our old name of our old band, because the two members was still alive, but they was going to not be part of this project to us to do this. So us and another guy that was formerly in the band that's no longer with us, we was, you know, wrestling with names, you know, and we Google cool names, you know, and somebody'd have it already. No, nobody, you know. And long story short, we was on a phone call, a three-way call one night, and we was about to start releasing our podcast first to build up to the release of Elijah. But we still had no name for the band. So we was on a call, and there's a song on the 360 album called One More Time. And there is a 6 hours, there's a lyric in there, 6 hours of pure agony come to my mind on the call. I said, when we was talking, we was talking about band names, and I said, what about 6 hours? No. And then the guy that was in the band previously, he said, what 6 hours mean? I said, well, the lyric in there, 6 hours of pure agony. The Lord was on the cross for 6 hours. Well, we got off the phone, and he called me the day after, I believe, and he brought it back up. He said, hey, tell me a little bit more about Christ being on the cross for 6 hours. I said, well, he was on the cross for 6 hours, you know, ninth hour, he gave up the ghost, you know, went through the whole hours, you know, and he sat there a minute and he said, 6 hours for a lifetime. And I said, what did you say? He said, 6 hours for a lifetime. He gave his last 6 hours for our whole, everybody's lifetime. I said, that's it. I said, that's the name. And if you go back, we did a podcast. What was the name of that podcast?
Which one?
Lithocracy.
Lithocracy.
Say it, I can't say
Lithocracy.
If you go back to his podcast, we dive really deep into 360. And we didn't have no intentions to release 360. There's so many numbers that, and the album and how long it was. And I mean, it's crazy how all that tied up, you know, tied.
I think he said it was 360 minutes.
360 minutes in 6 hours. Is that how it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then Mark something, there's a chapter in there the Bible only mentions, and at the third hour they crucified the Lord.
Yeah.
It's in there, and it adds up to the exact number, the length of the album.
Yeah.
I mean, go watch it, because we was fresh then. I mean, it's crazy. But that's 6 hours for a lifetime. Christ gave his life, his last 6 hours for everybody's life. So,
I love that. Oh, yep. My goodness. We can just end the show. Have a good night, folks. Like
Yeah. That's it in a nutshell. You want the answer to life, right? There it is.
Wow. That's powerful. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Love it.
You're welcome.
That just elevates you guys to a whole new level in my book. I mean, honestly, that much thought went into the band name. Oh, love it.
Yeah.
So that also kind of leads into my next question. Every show, we always ask our guests for their testimony. Can you give us real quick how you guys came to know Christ?
You want to go first?
Yeah, so I think that I had an emotional experience in my faith when I was a teenager. I don't think that I had received Christ, but I, you know, had an encounter of something. And I found myself, I guess, straddling the fence, so to speak. And through my 20s, I rebelled against it. And through my 30s, I really looked hard for it. And fortunately, I found my way, you know, back into the arms of Christ. And it's the spiritual growth that I've experienced over the past 10 years is just absolutely incredible. The way that God reveals his word to me, and the relationship that I have with study, words can't describe what true relationship with Christ looks like. And but my testimony, it's probably the same for a lot, you know. I run from it and run from it, and I rebelled against it, and finally I couldn't do it anymore. I realized I just wasn't enough, and that I need help through this life and in this before the transition, so to speak. So here I am, saved by grace.
Brother, man, I want to give you a hug right now. Jeff, just reach over and hug that man for me. Like, I can feel that emotion coming from you. Oh, like, just listening. I'm seriously, like, hair standing up on my arms, just listening to the raw emotion coming out of you talking about that. So, oh,
There's a
thank
lot
you.
of shame and a lot of guilt that I feel for those years that I rebelled against Christ. And there's actually a song that we released called The Carpenter, and that song is my testimony.
Well, I'm telling you right now, stop that shame. Christ already took it away from you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's gone. No
Yeah.
more shame, brother. All right, Jeff. Let's see
All
if you can
right.
top that.
How much time we got? All right, I'll try to be short and sweet. Mine's a little different, Jamie. I was wilder than a buck. If you name it, pre-1999, there's not a drug. It was not that I didn't try. Pretty reckless. As reckless as they come. If you listen to the song 21, I wish we had a little bit more time, but that's a true story. And there's a deep, 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 deep story behind that song that I'd love to share with you all sometime, but we don't have the time tonight. But August the 22nd, after my walk up that road that night, I found Christ, August the 22nd of 1999. I give in. I said, "Here am I, Lord. I am broken. I am shattered. I need saved." And I didn't know what to pray. That's all I could say. I was just like, "Lord, help me." He come into my life. My life has never been, it's never been, it's been amazing since then. You go through bad times, everybody does, but the relationship that Jamie said, and I think it's a lot of things that Christians miss out on. We're reconciled back to God by Christ Jesus our Lord. I pastor a church now. I don't know if you all know that, but I'm a pastor also. And the one thing that people miss out is that relationship. I talk to God just like I talk to my kids, like just like I talk to my wife, just like I talk to Jamie, just like I'm talking to you all. I am created. You are created. We are all created in the image and likeness of God our Father. And he says in Proverbs, I believe, "Come, let us reason together." That is the creator of heaven and earth. And he is saying to us, "Come, let me and you reason together. Let's talk about this a little bit. Though your sins be as scarlet, I can make them as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I can make them white as wool." So, August 22nd, 99, my life changed. It's never been the same. We all have struggles. We're going to till we leave this world, but he never leaves us. Never forsakes us, goes all the way with us, even to the end of the world, even to death, whatever comes first. As Apostle Paul said, "I am confident that he is able to keep that which I commit unto him against that day." You're an heir and a joint heir with Christ Jesus our Lord. I ain't gonna argue with that. You hear me?
Preach it, brother.
So,
Preach it.
and people miss that out. A lot of religion, a lot of denominations, and a lot of people miss out the purity of Christianity and your walk with Christ because they get hung up on things, and it's real. It's everywhere. But once you find that, as Peter said, being partakers of the divine nature, David said, "Lord, hide me in your secret place." There's a walk with God that you can have and commune every day of your life with Him, and but that the Lord saved me, changed me, and I just roll with him now, you know, and I have for since August 22nd of 99. So, yeah, I was 21 years old. Yeah, and I had, I know we got time, I know we were on a time limit, but, you know, people with addictions, and if you listen to Truth from Lies on 21, just give it a little time. Just give it a little time. God makes everything beautiful in His time. Don't give up. Keep fighting. You're going to stumble. A just man will fall seven times, but he will rise again. There's not a just man that walketh the earth that sinneth not. But just hold on. But I'm just letting it go here, Jason. But just don't miss out the relationship with Christ that you can have. But that's my testimony. I was a sinner saved by grace, in a bad place, depressed, and just he's changed me, and it's been beautiful. But God, He makes everything beautiful in His time, not your time. The work that He begins in you. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I do this, I do that, I do this. Don't listen to them people. The work that He begins in you, He is able to finish it. Not you, He is. So, you know, that's humbling yourself before the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. But preacher's amen. Coming out of me. But
amen.
I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to cut it off. But
I'm going to tell you something right now. I know when we started, I said we go 30 to 45 minutes. That's what we try. I would never tell a guest to stop talking. You want to go? Preach it, brother.
Right? I got you. I'm going to cut it off here. So. But, yeah, that's my testimony, man. God changed me. Not perfect. Don't claim to be. I struggle just like everybody else. We all do. But that's grace. It's God's mercy. It's only going to get you to heaven. That's it. That's all. It's not you. It's not about you. It's not about you. But, yeah.
For sure. Kira, who does he sound like? You know who I'm thinking of. Our guest next week. Yeah. Next week.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
His story. If you haven't heard Jeremy Riley's story from End of I, haven't heard his testimony.
Yeah.
I've heard it no less than 15 or 20 times because he's a local guy. Love the dude. He's a brother. I've seen him so many times live. He tells his testimony. Literal tears every single time he shares it.
End of I. And they're on next. Are they on next week?
They are on next week. Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to tune in.
Yeah, so you mentioned Truth from Lies. I also had that in my notes because also I am a recovered addict. I've been sober 2.5 years, and that's awesome. When God found me and Jesus pulled me out of that. So I'm still kind of new to being a Christian. And also, I just quickly need to say thank you to what you just said, because I have a tendency to want to think that I need to be better quickly, but you just reminded me I so badly needed to hear that today. You said in God's timing He will, you know, do a work in me, and He's done a lot in me, but now I'm like, I need to do better. So thank you. I needed to hear that today. But as far as Truth from Lies, I actually wanted to print the lyrics out, and I really wanted to give them to a lot of people. I volunteer in various places with homeless and addicts and all that stuff, and I really feel like that song would be great to put on a card or something so people can read that, and whether they get to hear it or not, depending on their situation, it speaks truth, it speaks life into all of that shame and that darkness that we carry around with us. So yes, I love that song so much.
So the crazy thing about that song is it, by composition, it's one of the more lighter songs on the album. But the story that it tells to those people that miss out on the message of that miss out on applying that narrative to their lives, That's actually the saddest song on the album. If you overlook what that song's saying, if you give up too soon, or if you're too hard on yourself, or if you come down on yourself so hard that it makes you take 10 steps back, you know, that is the tragedy of life, because it's not on our own merit. It's through the grace of God that we live and move. And that's what that song is. And I think Christians miss out on that. So don't, you know, take what's rightfully yours and move forward, because we can't do this on our own. I don't care if you're struggling with addiction or money problems, marital problems. It's a problem, and God is in control. And you just have to let things play out. You have to let God do things in His own time. And unfortunately, it doesn't always match up with what we want. But at the end of the day, it's in our best interest to sit and let God be God.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Are you guys going to continue doing your podcast? Because I saw that you only had a few episodes.
Well, what we done, the plan was we was going to do the podcast, release music, and tell the behind the story, behind the scenes, dive into the lyrics, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just the time to do that, you know. We all work. I think Brandon's the only one that gets to do music 24/7, but the rest of us, we work jobs. Even Gina, she's a postmaster at a post office. I work on, you know, power lines. You know, I'm all over the country. Well, it used to be a lot more. I'm currently staying in the office now, but we work jobs, and it was just finding the time to do that. But that was the plan, and we just can't. It's you just can't find the time. Would love to, but. Yeah. To sit down and do it, we tried, and we was like, we can't do this and record. And, you know, it's either, you know, so we kind of backed off, and it just finding the time, because we've got kids, ball, you know, baseball with me, and of course him too, and it's just hard to get the time. I pastor a church.
Yeah, you got a full plate.
Full plate. So, you know, and it's like our music, you know, we don't play out. I think we played since we got back together twice. It's not that we don't want to. It's just, or we've turned down to go places. Just don't have the time right now. You know, we don't have the time. And we'll continue recording music, because that's one thing we do kind of still make time to do. We got a few songs ready right now. We just, he got the flu, I had COVID. We was planning already be back in the studio, and we just ain't got there yet. But yeah, we tried. We just no time. Would love to, but just can't.
I will make you this offer right now. If you guys ever want to sit down and do small chunks, like when you're ready to release a new CD, you want to record chunks, couple songs at a time, like behind the scenes, reach out to us. We'll set up the Zoom. We will record it. I will edit it. I'll send it to you guys, and you can release it however you want.
Oh, man. That's up.
I'm willing to help you with that.
Thank you. That's really
thank
generous.
You, yeah.
Listen.
Definitely.
We're all busy. Like, I work IT for my main job for a manufacturing company. Everything I do for the podcast is during my lunchtime. So all the posts, all the editing, I have an hour's worth of time. And then whatever I can break away on the weekends to go in and edit a little bit. But I'm willing to help you guys out. That's how much I believe in your guys' music.
Appreciate that.
So...
You have not asked one question. Sick of it all.
If you could see my phone, I literally have the song right here on my phone. And every time I go to ask you about it, I ask a different question. And I look down, I'm like, oh, I gotta ask that. Tell us about Sick of It All.
Okay, you tell me about Sick of It All first. Tell me your interpretation first.
For me, this song is a little heavier than what I'm used to for you guys. It's like
Yeah.
you guys are really digging down into it and you're just kind of not necessarily sick of it all, but you're sick of it all. I mean, does that kind of describe it? Like,
There's something in there, though.
all right, you're gonna have to help me here, 'cause like that's what I got out of it. Like, I can see how you're sick of how things are going,
Kara,
but you're looking for Christ. You're looking for
Kara.
him. Come on,
Oh
Kira.
man, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was kind of on your other album so much more. Like, my favorite one, I think, was From the Edge. Like, I just loved your different sounds and everything.
From
I did
Edge.
listen to Sick of It All, but I wasn't paying attention as much as I was with the other ones. I'm so sorry.
From the Edge is my wife's favorite off the album.
Yeah, that's
That
literally like
that's
the, what
yeah,
I wrote.
that's yeah.
All right,
Yeah.
guys, hit us with Sick of It
Okay.
All. Come on.
Y'all getting the first.
Okay.
Go ahead. I've got to
Get ready to
yeah.
go. You want me to share
Yeah,
it?
go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
That song is a tribute song.
Okay.
Do y'all hear somebody on the breakdown? A familiar voice?
I would have to
No.
listen to it right now.
It's
I'm
Martin.
partly deaf, so it's hard for me to pick out
It's
stuff like
Martin.
that.
It's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh.
Now listen to Sick of It All.
Okay. I will definitely go listen to it right after this for sure. Pay
Yeah.
attention. I was just listening to it
We,
earlier today. I'm gonna have to go back.
and we you all are the first we've shared this outside the band, really. That song is a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. And
Oh.
we've not rode that. We've could a hashtag. We've could a, you know what I mean? But we've kindly kept it to ourselves. But I said tonight, I said, I'm gonna see if I'm just gonna ask the question because I've been curious, you know, nobody's not caught it yet. And
Like I
then
said, when I listen to music, it goes through my hearing aids, so sometimes it doesn't pick up like
Okay, listen to it
specific.
now.
I'm really mad at myself that I didn't pick that up. Normally, I am kind of good at picking up stuff like that, but ugh.
Them's his the course. I'm just gonna hush.
Okay.
So, all right, yeah.
All right, people, if you're watching, go and listen to it right now and then go into the chat and tell us how completely dumb I am.
Oh, been fun. Thank y'all for having us for sure.
No problem. So, just real quick, I know you said you're getting ready to head back into the studio and he would have already been in. So, how many songs you got written and when can we start looking forward to getting some new music?
We've got two that's ready. We have two that's ready to go. We've tossed some things about. We've got about two more that's almost finished. We'll be finished by the time they'll be finished and ready. So we got about four, two ready to go and about four kind of in the pot. Me and Jamie's talked back and forth. Don't know the direction, kindly.
I want to go all acoustic, like a Jar of Flies thing.
Like Alice in Chains done their Jars of
Yeah.
Fly album. We may go that route on this album. We're thinking about it very seriously. My 21-year-old, my middle son, he says, Dad, he said, I think I know what y'all sound like now. I said, What do you think we sound like? He said it's Southern grunge.
That makes a lot of sense.
I said, never heard that before. He said it's Southern grunge. So I guess we're trademarking that
I like it. Southern grunge. I am putting that in the show notes. Southern grunge.
tonight.
Kira, what else you got? I know you got like a page of notes.
Well, I was just curious, like, what is your favorite song that you guys have done individually or together?
Your favorite?
I think the last one on the album, it's Beast Inside, right?
Beast Inside yours.
Yeah, so that breakdown that's in that little riff. So I'd written that, gosh, before we'd finished 360, and he had written the melody for that song, and he's like, but I don't know what to do with it. And I'm like, I do. And so I did a few little alterations in the tuning for the composition, and I put that, we actually called that little riff, we was going to call it Death and Destruction. And I was like, we'll put Death and Destruction there. And that's in my opinion, that's probably the coolest riff on the album, is
Yeah,
that
I
one.
agree.
So,
Yeah, it's really, really good. Really, really good. My favorite song we've done thus far, it's between two. And I know I got to pick one here.
You can pick two. It's okay. There's no rules here.
I love Truth From Lies. But Life Over Death is my favorite. Now, backstory on it. When that song was wrote, I presented to Jamie and Brandon up the studio. They hadn't heard it yet. I get my acoustic guitar out. I play it. Jamie looks at me and said, well, you should have told me you was going to write an Irish pub drinking song. So I just looked at him. I said, so it's a no? He said, no, we're not putting that on the album. Well, Brandon goes back a couple of days. He calls me. He said, look, I think we could, he said, I think we should try Life Over Death on the album. I said, really? And I was excited, because I liked it. And it ended up on the album. And it's my favorite. It's my favorite we've done thus far.
It's everybody's favorite, and I don't know why. I mean, the lyrics are spot on, the message is there, but I don't know. The music is just.
I love it, and I'm kindly partial to one of the songs on 360, Escape. I'm kindly partial to it too, but probably my favorite of all we've done is probably Life Over Death.
Very nice.
Yep.
All right, before we wrap up and get into prayer, if there was one thing that you could share with the Rock for Him listeners, what would you want them to know?
The secret to relationship with God is finding yourself with a yearning to study. Study, study, study. The more that you put yourself in the Word, the closer that you can walk with God. Without the Word, relationship with God is impossible.
Love it. Love it.
Mine would be walk with God. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into thy own understanding. Trust the Lord with all your heart. That would be mine.
Love it. All right.
Beautiful.
Well, on the show, we love praying for our guests. And as many people know, we have a thread set up with our other co-hosts, with Kira, with my 17-year-old daughter, and we all pray through these lists every single day. So, how can we be praying for you guys? Jeff, let's start with you.
I pray for my family. My family, my boys. I have three boys, a 28-year-old, 21-year-old, a 16-year-old. My 16-year-old is possibly more than likely going to have surgery on his right elbow. He's a pitcher. My 28-year-old just had a very bad accident at work back in the summer, and he's dealing with some things with his body that he's having to go through. And my 21-year-old, he is starting a new job and moving to Lexington, Kentucky, which is just 3 hours away. But pray that God to keep his hedge around my boys and my wife and my family. Just keep a hedge around us and my grandkids. That's all the prayer I need.
All right. Jamie, how about you?
I think it's the same. I mean, my family, you know, outside of my relationship with God is the most important thing to me. So, you know, God's hand being upon my wife and my son, you know, I know that it's there, but, you know, prayer for them is never going to be turned away as far as I'm concerned. And I appreciate it deeply.
Absolutely. And we're also going to pray for both of your guys' health. I know, Jamie, you said you're still kind of dealing with it a little bit. And Jeff,
yeah,
you said you just kind of got over it.
Yeah.
So praying for health for both of you guys. Praying for your new music coming out.
Yeah.
Music. All right. So I will go ahead and close us out in prayer. Great and Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing Jeff and Jamie to us tonight and just giving us this opportunity to get to know them and welcome them to the Rock for Him family. Lord, I ask that you just watch over Jeff, watch over his boys and his wife. Lord, watch over his 16-year-old as he gets prepared to go in and have surgery. Lord, just guide the doctors. We know that you are the great physician and you can do all things, so guide their hands and just make the surgery be successful and as pain-free as possible. Lord, I ask you watch over his 28-year-old who is still dealing with that accident. Lord, just continue to protect him and heal him and guide him through this. And as far as the 21-year-old, Lord, we know what a difficult thing it is for a child to move away, whether it's 3 hours or 6 hours or wherever it is. Lord, I ask that you just watch over him, protect him, keep him safe in his new home once he gets there. As far as Jamie goes, please watch over his family again. Put a hedge of protection around all of them. I ask that you just continue to heal both of their bodies, bring them back to full health, and continue to guide them in their music, Lord. Just put the words that you want them to say and sing into their minds and into their mouths, and just let everything they do continue to be a blessing to you. Again, we thank you for them, and most of all, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins.
Yes.
On the cross. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen.
Guys, thank you so much for this. Like I said earlier, I am honestly shocked this is the first time we've had you guys on, and I hope it's not the last time. Like, I enjoyed this, and I know we have so much more to talk about. So, thank
anytime.
You guys.
Anytime.
Thank
we
you.
Had an awesome time.
Good.
It's great to get to meet you.
Yes, and are either one of you guys on social media? Because I want to send you guys my personal cell number so you can reach out to us anytime you need prayer or whatever.
I don't do social media. So,
My wife has a Facebook page. I'm on it.
Tell you what, just have her reach out to go on the Rock for Him page, find me. And,
okay.
And I'd love to send you guys my cell number so you can contact me personally.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
All right. And for those watching and listening, I'm not giving you guys my cell number. Kira, as always, my sister, this has been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Jamie, Thank you again, Jeff. Thank you again. Riker, we missed you, bro. Next week, you better be on. Jeremy, I know you're trying. We miss you. And for those watching and listening, remember that if you're going to rock, rock for him. Have a good night.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week, Jeremy Riley and his son Noah from End of I join us to talk about their new song, You.